in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, everything happens. And God says to you and to me, I'm with you in every moment. You don't get to pick your moments. Life has already chosen your moments for you. But Jesus chose your life. He did not lead us or call us into this world to walk away from us. He did not say, I'm going to love you when you start acting right. We'd be in a mess on that one, wouldn't we? He says, I love you like you are. I'm going to touch your life, and I'm going to make a difference in who you are so that you can help make a difference in someone else's life. You have a word in you for someone. That word in you is a gift from God. God said, I'm going to give you this word, and not only that, I'm going to send the individual I want you to share that word with. That's the Spirit of Christ. And when you have the Spirit of Christ surrounding you, you have the ultimate spirit of love. Now, John 3:16. I've told you many times over the many years that I have been here, if that's the only verse that would survive from the written scriptures, that's all you need. John 3:16 is a mini Bible. It is the Christmas story. It is the hope of and for your life. You want peace? Quote John 3:16. You want to see hope? For God so loved? What? He even loved me? For God so loved that he gave. There are 25 words in John 3:16. That first 13 words focus on God, his statement. The last 12 words about us receiving it. And interestingly enough, the 13th word, that word that separates the two 12s, is Son. It's always been the Son of God that would bring us together. It would always be the Son of God that's going to connect us. To connect us to life and to learn how to live it well. To connect us to individual personalities and learn how to put up with each other. It takes love. Well, God said, I so love, I give. And it is a Christmas story in itself. It was in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, that the meeting was called before time began. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit were together. Before existence, God is. And at that time, all of creation was laid out, and you were a part of it. God knew your name. Yes. God knew when you would be born. God knew who you were going to be with. And God knew every heartache you would ever suffer. And God knew that you'd turn your back on him. God knew you wouldn't accept that love until a certain point in your life. When was that? Don't know. But God did. And as He touched your life, He touched you with love. And He blessed you with the ones you have around you. He blessed you with a heart that could find peace. Now, you could reject it. You could push peace away. And many do because of selfish pride. That's not the Christmas story, folks. The pride in the Christmas story is who Jesus is. Not in your selfish heart, but in a heart of pure love. Let me tell you a little something about this story. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God said it. Mark it down. God promised it. Count on it. You don't have to wait for God to show up in your life. God's in your life. It's not, I've got to pray God down. God is already here. When you said, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior, He entered in your life. And He, Jesus, says, I will never, ever leave you. Not even through your own foolishness. Not even when you turn your back on me will I ever turn my back on you. That's why Jesus came, God incarnate, to experience the human condition. That's the story. That's what the birth of Jesus represents. God coming to experience our hurt, our pain, our joy. God coming to experience our thought, our thinking process. God coming to experience real life. Your life. For God so loved, He gave. But now, Larry, I've got to give more than anyone else. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was born for one reason, to die. He was born to die for you and for me. And whoever would call on His name, He was born to give. There are three things you should never forget on the birth of Jesus. Here they are. Number one, God has us on His personal list. Man, I made God's list. What do I care about any sport? I'm on God's Christmas list. God knows my name. Jesus told Him about me. And do you know what Jesus told Him about me? Father, Larry Pete said yes to me. No background. No bad stuff. Well, there couldn't be. Because I accepted the blood of the Son of God. I accepted His sacrifice. And because of what He did, you and I have quite a Christmas story. For in you is the hope of eternity. It's just not the peace on earth to men of goodwill. It's peace throughout eternity. I'm on His list. Satan doesn't like that. But he can't do anything about it. No, he cannot cause me to have such a bad case of the stupids that I get kicked off the list. That's not going to happen. I read the book, folks. I know the Savior. He's quite capable of holding on to that which belongs to him. And God so loved the world that he gave, that you and I might have everlasting life. 1 John 4, verses 9 and 10. God showed. Oh, see, God will show you. Ask him. God will show you. Are you hurting? God will show you how to get the feeling of relief. Remember how many of us in here had the cancer? And some of us had many of them. Remember the pain? Not one time did I ever feel that God didn't love me. Now, there's a few times during all of that mess, I didn't care much for me, but God still loved me. You get the point? Merry Christmas, Larry. Merry Christmas. I'm your Christmas present. I've come that through the pain of life, I am going to give you joy. Lord, isn't there an easier way? You all will know over the years that I dealt with this stuff. Many times I offered Randy to take my pain. God bless him, he would have accepted a lot of it. But God says to us, I got you. There was a meeting held before time began. And my name was brought up. And Jesus says, I'll die for your name, your name, your name. I'll take care of my creation. God showed how much he loved us by sending his only son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. So life isn't just an existence here on earth. Folks, tell us time and time again, remember this body, this human body that we're in is only the earth suit that we need to travel here on earth. I'm going to live throughout eternity. It body ain't gonna make it much longer. But I am. I'm not going anywhere. Do you know we make impressions on each other? You did know that, didn't you? Good impression, bad impression. But I guarantee you, once you've introduced who you really are to those around you, and they accept you in love, whatever the impression is a good impression. In the corporate realm, all advertisements, good advertisement. When they mention it doesn't matter what it was. But God says, in the spirit realm, I take you personal. Well, my son went on that cross for you. He remembered you while he was on there. The baggage that we carry on earth, don't you worry. None of us are looking that hot. We're not going to be here that much longer. We're going to be going on. But the exciting part is we're moving on with a new body, but the same Savior. We might have eternal life through him. This is real love. It is not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Jesus did it right the first time. Jesus did life right. And you and I are going to be with him throughout eternity because of what he did. Not because of how many times you've went to church. Not because of how many scriptures that you have learned, although it's good. But that's not what gets you to heaven. It's love. That first love before time existed. He knew you. And he's never forgotten you. You and I need to accept such grace, for in a moment, twinkling of an eye, our time right here can stop. You don't know, but God says you will never stop. We keep going. How many times over the 30 years I've been here have I said, you don't have to like me, but you gotta love me. God said so, and not only that, you're gonna have to live with me throughout eternity. Get over it. Start loving early. That's the gift of Christmas. So God says, I want you to know you're on my list. Nobody messes with God's list. Next. God keeps us in his continual love. Well, God doesn't love me anymore. Don't dare say that. That's not scriptural. You know what? Though, that's a statement you will never hear from God. I don't love you anymore. You'll never hear that from God because of Christmas. Because God so loved that he gave. He gave. Because you and I can't. We couldn't. We didn't know how. We still don't. But he did. And now, when that moment happens, that twinkling of an eye appears, it never changes. I can't be separated from the one who loves me so much that he withheld a hand of judgment as he watched his only begotten son go through hell on that cross because he had your name. See, there had to be a stripe for you on there. He had to feel the hurt of all that would ever exist. That's the Savior. Merry Christmas. Jesus would say to you, I love you so much. 1 John 4:16, God is love. You got it? Jeremiah 31:3, I have loved you. Listen to this one. With an everlasting love. That's a long time everlasting is. There's no end to everlasting. Nowhere in Scripture will you find. Nowhere. Where God says, if you do this, I won't love you anymore. Or you'll do a lot of harm doing bad things. Most of it to yourself and those closest to you. But God will never cease to love you. Because your name was mentioned in a meeting before time began. And Jesus says, I'll take care of it. And he's been taking care of us ever since. And always will. Psalm 89:2. God's unfailing love will last forever. I sure do stress that a lot, don't I? That's because, folks, Satan loves to deceive. Well, just like he did in the garden. Yeah, I know what God told you, but he didn't mean it. Remember me telling you the story of the chief of chaplains of the prison system where I was chaplain for so many years, and we all had our office was there. It was state, so we had three chaplains in one little room, and we were hearing every word that everybody was saying. But we had learned that you don't pay any attention to that conversation over there, except as Jim was talking to this inmate. He goes through for a good hour and a half all this scripture, what God says. When he got to the end of all of his counseling with him, the inmate looked at him and said, "Chaplain Dent, I believe that Jesus said that." And you know, the two of us sitting over it. But Jesus didn't mean it. Now you ought to see the countenance of the chief of chaplain drop. I don't know whether it was that statement from the inmate or your pastor could not hold back the laugh. I thought, he is going to fire me. But that's life, isn't it? You listen to the truth of life, and then we justify what we want to do in life by saying, "Oh, I know Jesus said it, but he didn't mean it." Yes, he did. Jesus says what he means, and he means that you and I need to pay attention to his love. He keeps us in his continual love. And finally, God wants to give us his eternal life. You see, eternal life, it goes further than what you can imagine. Eternal life is held in the hands of God. God owns eternity. God owns our eternal life. And the scriptures tell us that he wanted to give us eternal life. The only way he could do that is for God to come down himself and live the human existence and to pay the ultimate. The law that God had given had to be fulfilled. It could not be negated. It cannot be stopped. It must be fulfilled. And no human being could fulfill it. So God so loved, he fulfilled it for us. Merry Christmas, folks. You are filled and fulfilled through the love of God. He knows your name. You are on his list. Do you ever notice those special names over the years of your life? And then when you hear that name, there's a smile that just comes to your face. That name just brings out the smile. You bring out the smile on Jesus. He knows your name. Because he watched his son go through the torture of paying the penalty for our sins, our crime. He watched his son, and his son refused to die until all those names had come to his mind. And then Jesus said, well, Jesus had already told him, nobody takes my life from me. I lay down my life on my own. But when the time was right, God's time, Jesus looked to his father and said, "It's finished. My salvation, your salvation is complete." That first Christmas broke the power of Satan. Satan no longer has authority over you. He has no power. Well, he can't even trick me unless I allow him to. Because God shined a great light. It's the light of his Son, the light of love, the light of this world. He shined that great light on pure evil and says, "Depart from me, Satan, get away." And Jesus sealed our eternity present that God gave us. I'm sealed in his love. Sealed in the love of God. 1 John 5:13. "These things," now listen to this, "these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." John 5:24, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come unto judgment, but has passed out of death into life." Folks, you're alive and you're looking good because the blood of Christ has sealed your eternity. Merry Christmas. John 6:47. "Truly, truly," Jesus said, mark it down, boys, "truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes." Do you see anything else added to any of this above believing? "He who believes has eternal life." He who believes has eternal life. Merry Christmas from a Savior who said, "It's all about my love for you." For there was a meeting we had concerning you, and you're on the list. "I love you," says Jesus. Doesn't matter what man says. God has determined. You and I who believe, we have the gift of God, which is eternal life. He owns eternity. He owns love. God is love. And he gave every bit of it to us. No matter how ornery we were or still are, even the grouches, that's the love that Christ gives. That's the word of God, and it doesn't get better than the word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we lift our hearts to you, Lord, again, as we always come, thanking you for all blessings, especially, Father, during this season, that we remember how great thou truly are. Give us, dear Lord God, the strength and the courage and the boldness now that we might express your love, not hatred, not bitterness, but your love to a lost and dying world, inviting them to come in and let them know, Father, help us that we let them know It's an invitation direct from you. We ask your blessing through the rest of this year on all nations, on all people, for Jesus came to save the world. Touch our life now that we might be a blessing to others. We ask that in Jesus' name.